This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 22. Repentance. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Christmas has become a cozy holiday. Christmas time in many people's minds conjures up images of a plush room with a shimmering Christmas tree and colorful packages underneath, a crackling fire, eggnog, and Christmas carols playing in the background. In contrast, very few people think of John the Baptist. There's nothing cozy about John, with his coarse camel skin outfit and his diet of honey and locusts. Yet people came in droves from all around the Jordan River to hear John's thunderous preaching. John's message couldn't be further from cozy. John pounded so hard that people were reminded of the seriousness of sin and God's wrath against it. "Repent and believe," he called out. Yet John's message is not all fire and warning. There's hopefulness here too, for he's preparing the way for the Savior. One of the symbols the church uses for John is a clam or scallop shell. It's said that he used the shell to pour the water of baptism. For John, baptism is a sign and seal of our repentance and forgiveness, of our belonging to the Messiah. So have a wonderful Christmas with family and friends, but don't get too cozy. Remember and reflect on the great need our Savior has come to fill. Pray with me. Jesus, cleanse us from all our sins. Forgive us and make us new again. May we celebrate Christmas with joy, knowing our hope is in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.